This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, could you please start everyone out? Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here. On planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions the people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Mark. Yes, sir.
Can I give a quick shout out to Dwayne and Shelton for what's the game on Thursday?
Big Dummy.
Yeah. Dwayne's just rocking it lately.
All right. I like that you forgot the name of that game. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. What's the...
What's my buddy, the dumb one? What's he be playing?
Perfect game Thursdays. For him, man. Yeah. Dwayne. Dumb as hell. All right, now, Mark, you understand...
Shout out to all the Dwaynes.
All the Dwaynes out there. You're all dumb. All right, Mark, you understand how this year's game is played.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you got your choice of one of three categories today. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, we offer you License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Analyze This.
All right, we go over to China. Where a man has already been evicted from rented apartments twice this year because of his unusual pet. Identified only as Mr. Chen, a 30-year-old retired boxer who currently works as a part-time fitness and boxing coach, he's become an overnight celebrity because of his unusual house pet. So back in January, Chen bought himself a pet. He had planned on getting a dog, but the more he thought about it, the more the animal of choice made sense to him. He claims the animal is a constant reminder that he should work hard to reach his life goals. But at the same time, he should take caution not to become a workhorse. Now, to each their own, but Chen's unusual choice for a pet landed him in hot water with at least two landlords, but he refuses to give up on his beloved pet, and it's currently looking for another place to rent. Now, photos and videos show Chen cleaning and feeding the four-month-old pet, dressing it up, taking it out for walks, but some users criticize him, saying he's only using the animal to draw attention to himself. Now, he has hit back against his critics, claiming to genuinely love his pets and arguing that no one in their right mind would get evicted twice if they were not emotionally attached.
Is it one or two?
He has one.
One.
Okay. So asked if the animal is noisy, he said that his pet has a very gentle and calm personality, and he only becomes aggressive when he gets hungry. And he admitted that the hardest part of living with his pet in the city is having to clean up after it. But still, he makes it work, cleaning and disinfecting the place as often as possible. So although he recently got evicted from a rented apartment for the second time in 3 months, he claims he has no intention of giving up on his pet. Good for him. The question is, what is his pet? Is it a tiger? Is it a chimpanzee? Is it a bull calf? Or is it a hyena? So tiger, chimp, bull, or hyena?
Bull.
You say bull?
Bull or hyena. I'm just getting ready to hold on hyena.
Well, you said dress up. I'm going to have to go with monkey.
You're going chimpanzee there, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But a chimp's big. I think it's a hyena. Because he said, I thought about getting a dog, but didn't. So I got a hyena, who I believe is like a cousin of a dog.
Yeah, I'm going bull.
A hyena.
Yeah. I'm going full bull.
You going full bull?
All right, what was this guy's pet? A tiger, chimpanzee, bull, or hyena? We'll find out next.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Categories analyzed this on Profile. This man was evicted from multiple apartments in China because of his unusual pet. People say, hey, guy's just looking for attention. He says, no. He loves his pet.
Yep.
All that. Question is, what is this unusual pet? Tiger, chimpanzee, bull, or hyena?
And Mark, that is the very question that we posed to you. And bad news, we start with you. You went with chimpanzee because he dresses it up. It was not a chimpanzee. Or as Mark said, monkey. Ted, you went with a hyena. That's kind of the...
almost like a dog.
Almost like a dog, except it'll kill you. It was not a hyena.
Come on.
And Miles, you went with the bull because on, what bull. Man doesn't want to dress up his bull?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ha-ha.
He dresses his bull.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Colin Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
And it's right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers hoping to come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Publishers Clearinghouse has fired for bankruptcy. They say the Prize Patrol will still hand out awards during the process, but they need additional financing because they're underwater. Which begs the question, where do they get all that money to begin with? All I ever saw them do was give it away.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask the same thing. Like, you're giving out $1 million prizes.
Do you know what they do?
Publishers Clearinghouse?
Yeah.
I have no freaking idea.
Sell magazines?
But if publishers is the first part, I'm guessing you're going out of business.
Yeah. In China, 100 tons of live crocodiles were auctioned off for $500,000. But the winners must pick them up at their own risk. Buyer has to cover the cost of capturing and transporting the animal, so you have to pay for the animal and capture it yourself. This is a pretty good business model. Welcome to Burger King. Cows are out back. Here's a bun and a hammer. Have it your way.
Colbert.
Kimmel?
Colbert.
A China court auctioned off 100 tons of live crocodiles for $500,000, but the winner must pick them up at their own risk, and the buyer has to cover the costs, including capturing and loading the animals. So you have to pay for the animals and capture them yourself. That's a pretty good business model. Welcome to Burger King. Cows are out back. Here's a bun and a hammer. Have it your way.
Today was a big day for women, as Blue Origin sent up an all-female crew to space for 10 minutes. But let's be honest, the real winner today was Botox.
Fallon?
Kimmel.
That was me.
You're not wrong.
A lot of stuff going on there. Today, Blue Origin flew the first all-female crew into space. Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez became the first group of women to ever visit outer space. Then they came out of the capsule, and this must have been some 10 minutes. As Katy Perry said, you never know how much love is inside of you until the day you launch. Is it possible that Katy popped a mushroom while up there?
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Kimmel.
The ladies only Blue Origin rocket launch, Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, became the first group of women ever to visit outer space. So then they came out of the capsule, and Katy Perry, this must have been some 10 minutes.
You never know how much love is inside of you until the day you launch.
Is it possible that Katy popped a mushroom while she was up there?
Am I losing my mind? Don't we have women astronauts?
Yeah, yes. for some reason, these women are being celebrated. I'm like, oh, I don't know, Sally Ride, the first female captain of a space shuttle went up there. But, you know, the hell with them, the people that trained.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate celebrities that are already rich, and a rich man put them on his penis rocket, send them up there for 10 minutes. Congratulations, ladies. I mean, look, I would do it. It's cool, but don't celebrate me as a black dude going to space.
We celebrated Captain Kirk going to space.
Sure.
Because he's the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
I think we thought it was cool. Everything yesterday was like, oh, man. Even when I read that joke, I'm like, that doesn't seem right. They're not the first women to go to outer space.
They're not the first women to go to outer space. Russia's been doing it for years. We've been doing it for years. The difference is they went up in space because they got the money to go, and a billionaire sent them up there. The other women that went to space have trained extensively, have a military background. They are scientists.
Yeah, that's
they put in work.
Right.
I left out yesterday. I mean, obviously, the biggest thing yesterday for women was the WNBA draft, but I wasn't going to use the Botox joke on them.
No,
they're
not
just,
yet.
They're just young.
Right. They don't need it.
Also, state of Washington's kind of a hotbed for basketball players. So, like, Haley Van Lith, who you probably saw her pictures last night, right? Mm-hmm. She's played on a few teams or whatever, and I want to say she's from the eastern part of the state originally, and then Chloe Kitts, who was down at South Carolina, she originally is from, like, Puyallup or something.
Huh.
And ended up moving around to play at some better high school.
Spokane's weird. Spokane's got, they own ice skating.
They do.
Without question.
Yep.
And as far as a town that gets together and has a huge-ass basketball tournament, they have the biggest one in the country.
Yeah, that 3-on-3 tournament.
Yes, it's huge. I mean, that's what they do.
Okay. I'm headed there for a volleyball tournament later this
Hoops
year.
Hoops and ice skating.
Which is also graduation week, so my hotel costs went up. Cool.
Have you been to Spokane yet?
I have not. It's just me and my son this time around, so it should be interesting. Be a lot of don't tell your mothers.
And have fun out there, dude.
Your face says I'm going to.
I'll be right back. They take you in a room for a minute.
All right. This kind of interesting list. These are some of the most memorable food moments in movies.
Okay.
So.
Like American Pie.
Oh.
You know what's funny? American Pie didn't make the list. But let me give you like a hint, right? So Pulp Fiction makes the list just because of Samuel L. Jackson saying.
Oh, the burger. Right?
They wouldn't know what that is. It's a Royale with cheese. All right. So think kind of like that way, too.
All right. I got one. Goodfellas, when you got to slice the garlic really, really thin.
That did not make the list.
Oh.
We're terrible at this, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
You know what's funny? I always remember from Goodfellas eating is when they killed the one guy and they got to go to Tommy's mom's house to get the knife and stuff. And then she's like, I'm going to feed you. And Ray Liotta's character, Henry Hill, eats ketchup. And then I watched one of those behind the scenes things and they found out that Henry Hill actually put ketchup on his Italian food.
Huh.
So that's why he did it in the movie. Which is kind of interesting.
I got one. Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase cuts into the turkey. And goes.
Number 9 on the list.
All right.
It is on the list.
Good call.
And
extremely dry turkey.
They're crunching that thing. Yeah.
Number 10 on the list, obviously, Willy Wonky.
Willy Wonky.
Hey, Willy Wonky.
Willy Wonky, the funky.
Yeah, that, well, I mean, look, it's a chocolate river.
Which sounds so bad when you just say it by itself.
They have those in Haiti.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Audrey Hepburn, straw in New York City with a pastry and a coffee, looking at the Tiffany & Company store. I've brought this up before. Mike, one of the greatest call-outs of all time. I was dating a girl, and she had that picture.
All right.
It's kind of a famous picture.
Yeah, I know the one.
I do not know what it is. I have never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's. And I go, hey, this chick looks like she's hungover and just kind of barely hanging on a Sunday morning, staring inside. She goes, that's what the movie is.
Right.
I was like, no S. Like, yeah. She was like, you nailed that one. I was like, yeah. I don't know, just the giant sunglasses, you just see, like, she just...
I can spot a hangover.
Weed week!
let's see. Miles, you were close with the gangster stuff, but The Godfather, when Al Pacino's taught how to make Clemenza's red pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gravy.
The gravy. It's actually crushing the tomatoes right there in the pot.
Mike, one for you. Beauty and the Beast. Just basically be our guest.
Right, that entire scene right there.
My count is a food scene.
Well, sure.
It's like food adjacent.
He's labeling out all the foods that they've got.
You know what? Good point.
And actually, my sister, when she got married, they had a Beauty and the Beast themed wedding, and they actually had there's a line in there that says, "Try the gray stuff; it's delicious." And they made gray stuff. And basically, it's basically
gray
like
stuff, man.
Like Cool Whip mixed with like Hershey dressing or something like that. But it was great for like dipping Oreos in.
Be out of test. Be out of test.
You brought up a really good point, man. People don't eat in the movies. I'm really racking my brain right now, trying to think about a guy.
Well, think about some food movies, like Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Harold and Kumar. Do they ever make it to White Castle?
They do.
They did.
Okay, all right.
They do.
They didn't make the list. Elf makes the list at number 4. Most memorable food moments in movies.
That disgusting freaking spaghetti that he made with all
spaghetti,
the sweets on
syrup,
it.
Chocolate syrup, marshmallows, crushed Pop-Tarts. How about this one? I use this reference all the time. God, what did I say the other day to somebody? Me and my buddy were sitting at a bar, and like, you know, it's like, you guys want, like, you want a hot dog? And I was like, no, we're just going to both take a bite on each end. Lady and the Trampet.
All right.
So Lady and the Tramp, the spaghetti and meatball scene.
Yep.
That was damn good looking spaghetti and meatballs, man.
Cartoon food looks great. Like, yeah, when I was a kid, I thought I loved lasagna just because of Garfield.
Hell yeah.
Then you realize you loved it because it's delicious.
This one. I think Miles and Thrill, you should just guess that. Get this reference, especially you, Miles. I'll have what she's having.
Oh, when Harry met Sally.
Yeah. Meg Ryan fakes an orgasm at dinner, and I believe that's at, which deli is that? Is that Carnegie Deli they're at?
Is that Carnegie Deli?
It's one of the famous ones. Yeah. It still has the booth there. You could sit in there. I don't know.
The seat.
Yeah, it vibrates.
Cool. Didn't they just recreate that scene for the Super Bowl, too?
Yes.
They did.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Much older.
Right. Not the same old lady saying I'll have what she's having.
Different octave.
Yeah, I'll tell you something different. Uh-huh.
Let's see. I was talking about seeing like behind the scenes. I forget what station I was watching, but they had a cool thing last night on Top Gun.
Okay.
Behind the scenes on that. And they had to go to, Miramar? Wherever Top Gun is.
Myanmar?
Miramar?
Myanmar.
So some of this stuff I didn't realize. It's like Top Gun, when you go to that school, they don't give out a trophy.
I wouldn't think so.
I believed it all these years. They were like, but we need something to kind of get the ending going.
Of course.
And then also, they said, they were talking about how they rented out this hotel in San Diego. So you have all these young kind of hotshot actors. Then you have all these jet pilots. And they were just talking about the crazy parties and this and that. Oh. Except Tom Cruise.
Of course.
Because in the movie, Maverick's kind of a loner. So they said Tom Cruise, even at that point, did that the entire time. Like, kind of stayed away from the rest of the crew, was kind of a loner.
This is easy. They wrote it into my part. I didn't have to act.
Right. He was, like, method acting. It's funny. One of the other guys that's in the movie is like, I'd never seen it. I tried it on the next movie, and I was terrible. But I'm not Tom Cruise. I don't have those chops. But just kind of interesting. And you got to imagine all those hot actors. Oh, they're young dudes, fighter pilots.
Top of your game.
Oh, Christ. They must have been slaying it. if you're a Tim Dillon fan, he's got a new Netflix special out today.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30. Or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vroom returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man goes to a New Orleans square in Disneyland and shows everyone his po' boy. Meanwhile, because of a customer, retirement is something an 81-year-old waitress can now enjoy. Florida woman arrested after selling customers the bone. The world's most annoying people, now the voice of a crosswalking zone. And Jealous' girlfriend went on a cruise. A man calls in a bomb threat. To Carnival Cruise Lines.
Come on.
It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At our top story, we go to Michigan, where a man is facing jail time for jealousy. He was living under the roof of his girlfriend's parents, but before we make it too weird, he was simply staying there house-sitting and watching after the family pets while his girlfriend and her family were away on vacation. Our boy sat and stewed inside of the home, jealous that that the family was bound for a cruise ship leaving for Miami and warmer waters, when he cooked up a brilliant idea. If he wasn't going to be able to get on the cruise ship, he might as well have some fun. So he got on his computer, wrote out an email, and sent it to the officials with the cruise ship, informing them that he had stashed a bomb somewhere on board.
Hilarious.
Here's a guy who gets to live for free at his girlfriend's parents' house. All he's got to do is watch the animals while they're away.
Right.
And he won't even do that.
No.
Oh, I should be entitled to go with you. Shut up.
This, of course, is not true, but cruise officials don't get to take that chance. And 1,000 rooms had to be searched with the boat stopped dead in the water as they verified that it was indeed a hoax. He was eventually tracked down by authorities who traced back the email back to him, and he was arrested and faces 8 months in prison.
Did he not think they were going to trace the email back to him?
I know. And, like, to his credit, he also says, yeah, I did it. I take full responsibility of it. Like,
no, not to your credit. You did it.
Right.
You could stop there. That's the issue.
Right. You did it.
Right.
And I don't... It's actually better if you actually just want to try to ruin their time and call in a bomb threat as opposed to, like, saying it's a joke.
Well, the thing is, you ruin it for everyone on
right,
the ship.
Exactly. Way to go, you jackass. We go to Florida in other news, where the Facebook marketplace gets a little dark. Police received a tip that somebody was selling human remains on the marketplace under the business name Wicked Wonderland. Sure enough, the store advertised several human bones for sale at various prices, including ribs, clavicles, scapulas, and even partial human skulls. Officers moved in and talked with a woman who said that she did not know that it was illegal to sell the items in the state of Florida, saying that she had bought them from private sellers. She was arrested and faced the charges.
I mean, look, you might not have known that, but you're still under arrest.
You had to go through private sellers to buy the doggone bones.
Oh, she knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing.
She's in Florida.
She didn't go into Bones R Us?
No. Bones R Us.
Bones R Us. Right.
Bone Depot?
Yeah, Bone Depot.
You notice how you bought these in an alleyway?
That's what I call my bedroom.
Bonefish Grill.
Bone Depot.
Bone Depot. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Welcome to the Bone Depot.
Oh, damn it.
You're about to get depoted. Yeah, I flipped it on him, Mike.
Yeah, good job there. Sometimes people get a little too happy in the happiest place on earth, and they ruin it for the rest of us. Authorities got a call about a man disturbing the peace inside of the park near their New Orleans Square portion of the facility, running around completely naked and exposing himself to anybody who could get a look. He even scaled a building inside of the park just to put his glory on display.
That's got to be new. I don't think that was there the last time I was there.
I'm with you.
The naked guy?
The whole New Orleans, because there's a bar there. So, of course, I would have been like, hey,
let's
I
can
go get a drink. There's a bar here. Because he was on top of a restaurant bar.
New Orleans Square in Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Oh, in Disneyland.
Yeah. Huh.
All right.
Because I thought you couldn't drink in Disneyland.
Well, you can drink in California Adventure.
Right.
I know
right.
that. So I don't know where that thing is.
At Disney World, you just can't drink at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Unless you're at Cinderella's Castle.
You can drink at Star Wars.
See a drunk.
Because Star Wars has the Cantina Bar.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Right, and all the other places, all the other parks at Disney World, you can get a beverage.
Weed Week!
California officials are facing a growing issue that may require an update to their crosswalks. You may have experienced a crosswalk that'll talk to pedestrians to inform them of which streets are safe to cross or whether they need to wait.
Wait!
Well, some smart folks figured out that you could hack those devices and have done so, replacing your standard commands with a pre-recorded message from voices that sound an awful lot like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, spewing a bunch of nonsense and joking material. Officials found that the incident was isolated, and they're trying to get the recordings fixed.
Damn it. That's so stupid. It makes me happy.
Get these voices out of here, damn it.
What voice would you go with? What I go like Fat Albert.
Hey. We'll just have to wait a minute.
Time for you to walk.
Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Pittsburgh, where people come together to help people. A woman took her son to a local restaurant.
What everybody says about Pittsburgh.
I hear it all the time.
Took her son to a local restaurant and heard that her 81-year-old waitress was confiding with another customer that she couldn't make ends meet with her Social Security check, making it impossible for her to retire and forcing her to work through some serious back issues. The woman immediately pulled her phone out and recorded a video starting with the simple plea, "If I have one video go viral, please let it be this one." She then told the story of our 81-year-old waitress giving her all of the money in her purse as a tip, a modest $40, and asked anyone that was willing to be able to help. Within 24 hours, the video had indeed gone viral, and she had $120,000 in GoFundMe waiting to be delivered to the waitress. And as time went on, the donations continued, and the pot swelled to an even more impressive $300,000.
By the way, Eden Park kicks ass. That place is awesome. Did you watch that video?
No.
Oh, she's like, how old are you, man? I know it's an unfair question to ask. She's like, well, I'm 18. Reversed 81. She goes, but I tell you what, I work harder than any of these young whippersnappers in here. She called them whippersnappers.
Whippersnappers.
I think that really helped her.
Hell yeah.
Whippersnappers.
Oh, Lordy. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You've got some NBA basketball on tonight. The Mariners are in action against the Cincinnati Reds, and your Seattle Kraken are wrapping up their season tonight at home against the Kings. Find out where and when to watch all those sports.
Today's the last game.
Huh. Today's the last game. Find out where and when to watch all those sports in one handy location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, partly cloudy skies tonight, bringing things down to 44. Tomorrow we've got more of the same, mostly sunny skies and a temperature into the mid-60s. And all week long we are celebrating
Weed Week.
We draw one name out of a bowl, and it is up to you, the listener, to follow the clues throughout the show and guess which member of the men's room you believe was pulled out of the bowl. And for everybody that voted for Steve the Thrill Hoe, congratulations.
You changed it from hat to bowl. I see what you did there.
See what I did there.
Jesus.
So slick.
That's right.
That is it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinsour.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects
and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.